Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome, listeners, to The Extra Inch. My name is Windy, and I'm joined here by my psychic best friend, Bardi. Hello, Bardi.
Hello, Windy.
And our tactics guy and the patron saint of tactics, Nathan A. Clark. Hello, Nathan.
Hello, Windy.
How you doing, boys?
I'm good.
Not too bad, Chris. Too bad.
Me and Nathan in our tie-dye Spurs top, rocking the place.
We've got a Pleaties trio on the go.
Pleaties trio, yeah. Smart Tottenham boys. So we are dropping this special podcast to talk about us for a moment. From the first time that we gathered in a studio about a metre away from one another in London Bridge 5 years ago, there was something that clicked between us. Three views on football, three different views, but all wanting roughly the same thing for our beloved Spurs. Good football, played well. I think that's something you can't really argue with. Bardi, how was that first recording session for you?
I have two distinct memories from it. One was being very nervous, which is strange because podcasting wasn't something new to me. I'd been doing The Fighting Cock for about three, four years maybe. But I remember thinking for the first time, my words were actually going to be pondered upon by people who took the game seriously. And you couldn't get away with, like, you know, a little bit of swearing, a little bit of banter here and there. We were actually talking about serious football topics, and football is something that I really love. And all of a sudden, I was sharing my opinions with you guys, especially Nathan, who I hadn't met in person before, and people who have who are very kind of almost football intellectuals. So I was always, and I still actually do remain a little bit concerned that I'll come over like bloke in the pub. And the other feeling was the heat and the sweat, because you were right, that studio, 1 meter by 2 meters, it wouldn't be allowed these days with social distancing. It was essentially a broom cupboard in an office, which was empty. Yeah,
perched on these chairs that like leanly over into each other, all in this sweaty room. It was so intense. I was crazy nervous. I was so nervous. A friend of mine has recently started doing podcasts themselves, and like did the first couple of episodes and like wasn't too happy with how things went. I'm like, look, you're nervous and it's really affecting, and that's fine. And I sent them season 1, episode 1, listen to me like talking like this the whole way through. So yeah, obviously that is something that I'm much more comfortable with now. I remember speaking to Bardi beforehand, like meeting Bardi for the first time. Oh look, it's Bardi from The Fighting Cock. And he'd be like, are you nervous? I'm like, yeah, is that sad? Should I not be nervous? And now I know you were nervous too, and you didn't admit it at the time. You were playing Mr. Cool.
Of course I was playing Mr. Cool. You know, you've got an experienced podcaster. Yeah, and it was also, back in those days, it was very rare to do a podcast, well, for me anyway, with just three people. Because normally, if you, Fighting Cock was always four, and you could always, if you didn't have an opinion or something, you could always just hide behind someone, where it was very clear that Windy would turn the conversation to me or Nathan, or give his own opinion, and I would be expected. And he still occasionally catches me out when he just asks me about something which I haven't thought about or researched, and some random Colombian footballer. How is he, Bardi? Is he any good? I'm like, I don't know. So yeah, still, but having nerves is good. It keeps you on your edge.
Absolutely, absolutely. And since those early days of being in a box room together, we've moved on to obviously a different format, Skype, as you can see and hear now. This has actually given us a lot more flexibility though, I think. We can pod way more often. You know, we're not all close to the centre of London. It's much more convenient to do this. We can talk to more people, different people, and we can react to things quickly. Like, for example, our favourite manager being sacked. We got that podcast out super quickly. Nathan, do you have any favourite podcasts we've done so far?
Yeah, one of my favourites. There have been a few, but one of my favourites was a quick turnaround one. After the Barcelona game, we did half an hour, super quick, turn it around, put it out that evening. That's obviously skills that we've all developed in order to get that like turned around so quick over time. But like it was really, we got that post-match energy straight away. And like we and I feel like that's sort of what, that's one of the like upper end of the examples where we tried to find that balance between sort of the energy and the passion, but also the sort of the drier and the analysis stuff. And I think that we were, yeah, we were hitting a nice place with that one. I was happy with that one. And I think the listeners expressed quite a positive reaction to that too. Although to be fair, that positive reaction may have been carried by the game itself a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, after a match like that, frankly, it's a great time to release a podcast. It's going to go down well regardless. We could have been talking absolute nonsense and people would have lapped it up.
I think we were.
Yeah, I'm sure we were, just running on adrenaline. Bardi, how about you? Any favourites?
I'd like Nathan as well, because some of the quick turnaround ones have been brilliant. Me and you had a chat after we beat Arsenal 2-0 in the League Cup when Delhi scored that lovely chip. One of my favourite ones I wasn't actually on was when you guys spoke to Michael Cox. I thought that was great to get someone like of his prestige and someone who knows so much about the game on. I really enjoyed the podcast we did in person with Duncan Alexander, Ollie Saylor on Twitter, who's just a stat man who knows everything. And we talked about his book. I can't remember the name of it now, but that was really nice. Yeah, and I do think that the fast turnaround ones are good because you really get caught in the moment and you get swept up by the passion. And it was always a fear of mine about doing a Skype pod. I always thought that, you know, Skype pods had that reputation of not being able to show the passion, and it was difficult not being in the same room. But I think we've shown that we can manage that quite well. And yeah, and it's a pleasure sitting down talking about football with you guys on the internet, like proper football internet nerds.
You may have been nervous again, but I was absolutely shooting it because I'd known for a while that, like, you know, we'd all have to get into London every time. It was a big, we have to organise things. I was thinking we could probably do this over Skype. I could probably, you know, actually put my music degree to some kind of practical use here. But I was so nervous about, like, pushing for it. And I knew that I would have to push for it because, like, what if it actually turns out to be terrible and it's embarrassing that I can't produce audio and all that kind of stuff? At first, maybe it was a little rough. I had to sort of find my feet, you know. Voice editing is slightly different from music editing, but yeah, we got there with that, and I'm really glad that we can do these quick turnarounds. We should, just for old time's sake, I think, get back into the studio a couple of times once it's finally safe to do so, and maybe for some guests.
Yep. I like that idea. I like the dangling of a carrot there, Nathan, as well. So obviously, Bardi referenced the Michael Cox podcast, the Duncan Alexander podcast. We started out trying to produce timeless content, which you could still go back and listen to. It's still relevant now. But now we want to create more. And creating more costs more. We want to get involved with people that we respect, that we appreciate, that we've wanted to work with for a while. But we also want to pay a fair amount to content creators who might want to work with us. So, without further ado, we are launching a Patreon. And this is something that people have been asking us about for the best part of a year. So I don't think it will come as a huge surprise. Kind of the done thing for creators now, and hopefully people will be quite excited about this. There are going to be two tiers, a simple £2 a month plus tax, the way it works now on Patreon, and that is just to say thanks. That is, you don't get anything for that, but you don't pay a lot, and you'll be our best friend, like Bardi is mine, and our loyal supporters. You won't get any extra content for that. And then we have another option. You can become an ex-sub. Bardi came up with that. I like it.
putting my comms work to good use there.
That costs a little more, but in that passing lane, you'll get extra content delivered onto your head, like Sonny whipping in a corner onto Alderweireld against us. Buddy, what can we expect our ex-subs to enjoy?
I'm going to go into full salesman pitch now, but there'll be blogs from us and from other writers we expect. We're going to do loads of bonus episodes with people in football, working around football, perhaps interesting guests who perhaps have a tie with Tottenham, like Windy's done a few times. We'll be working on a newsletter. I'll be creating Bardi's book club, because reading books about football is like one of my favorite things, and I want to share that passion with you. But you know, we're all here. Every patron is really here for one thing and one thing only, and that's Nathan's video. There, if you haven't seen any, you need to get on Reddit and check them out, or get back on our Twitter account and have a look. But Nathan, the video master, could tell you all about those.
Yeah, I've been making videos. I started off pretty slow with them. In fact, I started off with videos early on. And this is kind of a funny thing with the audio thing. I'd done this music degree. I thought I've got a foot here in making videos because I know what to do with audio. And for a long time, I couldn't get the quality right. I was using this high quality mic I've got here. I was using the best possible software. And what I found out about 2 years after my first video was that my cable had broken and had a thing in it that was making this horrific sound the entire time. Anyway, I got over that. I've been making videos. I've been doing players a lot this summer, but I've also before that, and we'll be going back again to sort of more sort of match analysis stuff. Obviously, it's going to depend where we are in the season as to what I'm doing, but we're going to be trying to get those out regularly. I'm willing to take requests from patrons even. We're going to try and get Windy involved in a couple of the videos. We're going to do sort of a Discord or a Skype thing maybe. We'll see how that goes. The patron gives us sort of a bit of an option with regards to copyright, because essentially if it's behind that paywall, it's a little harder for them to track us down, although obviously some of them we will be releasing to the public as a bit of a sample is what you get. So yeah, I think I'm really excited about where we can go with that.
We know times are tight and things are difficult out there at the moment, and you know, if you can't afford this, it is completely understandable, and you will continue to get your weekly Extra Inch podcast for free. There's no change in that respect. This is just for those people who want a little bit more, and we hope we can deliver. We're making a promise to continue doing what we do to the very best of our abilities for free, but if we want to improve, if we want to get more people involved, we're going to need your help. Keep listening, keep downloading, get off your asses and leave us reviews, goddammit. If you haven't left us a review yet, what are you thinking? Do it right now. Leave a review right now.
You can subscribe to the Patreon instead of leaving us a review if you like. I'll let you off.
I mean, that is the preferable option. That's a fair point, Nathan. You're definitely better at sales than I am. Nathan, also, do you know what the actual link to our Patreon is?
Patreon.com/TheExtraInch, all one word.
Thank God you remembered, because I didn't know.